All right. Hey, we've got a special guest on the line this morning. We have Tracy Ferry from Boston.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
Good morning, Tracy. Where are you calling us from this morning? Is it Massachusetts? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
The president has a State of the Union address. Give us your State of Boston address this morning.
We are currently flying hither and there and landing in various spots. Creating quite a stir and getting great reviews and seeing lots of familiar faces from last tours. And we're just on a roll, guys. You know, in the history of Boston, they would take breaks in between to record albums that sometimes were extensive, but we are on a roll. We've been going every year practically since I've joined the band, and so I have no excuse to make mistakes on stage.
Right, yeah. Of course, the big show in Paducah at the Carson Center, May 21st, just right around the corner. And it's ironic you say things are on a roll because
we heard a little birdie told us something about you.
You are like this roller skating champion.
Well, just up north of you guys in Indiana, I grew up there in the northern part of the state. But I traveled all over the state and had different skating clubs that I skated out of and had different coaches all over the state. And one of them was in Nolensville, Indiana, which isn't too far up there. And I was born in Kokomo, Indiana, and I have a lot of close ties with that state in Indiana. And we love Kentucky, and I used to travel through Kentucky when I lived in Nashville.
Yeah, so are you going to be roller skating on stage at the Carson Center?
if I am, it'll be the first. For Boston, that is.
Now, the cool thing is, you guys do the whole show live, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
When someone comes to a Boston show, they're getting a 100% live show. There's no tracks, there's no gimmicks, there's no hocus pocus going on with someone else off to the side of the stage, you know, pushing buttons or playing to a click track or anything like that. So what you hear is what we're doing is coming straight out of our mouths, hearts, and the mind of Tom Scholz.
I love it. That's how it should be, honestly.
So are there any songs during, not to give too much away with the live shows, but are there any songs that people might be surprised to hear at your shows?
Well, I'm not going to give it away, but we do a little, just a little taste of a cover song, which I don't think Boston's ever done.
Okay.
You know, we just kind of rip into something in the middle of a little jam sequence that we do, and it's kind of fun. It's got a great reaction.
My interest is piqued.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You've never seen the Carson Center before, correct?
There's so many places that until I walk in the venue or I see the dressing room, oh, yeah, I remember this place. And also, I do a lot of running, and so does Mr. Peel, Gary Peel, the guitar player. And so if the hotel is close to the venue, I'll actually see the venue running around the area or whatnot. And most people don't realize when you pull up to a place, the back of almost every venue looks the same.
Right,
there's
yeah.
Trucks and there's a loading dock.
Yeah.
And, you know, so much looks the same from the behind scenes for us. And they map it out for us. They're little arrows and signs and Boston this way, Boston Dining that way. And they're the same signs. So the places look like home sweet home each time you pull into a new venue. There's a lot of hardworking people that put this together. You know, you see these guys, they've been there since sometimes 7 a.m. unloading trucks and putting this stuff together for the band. And man, I appreciate it. And I know the fans do because the show comes off without a hitch. I mean, we have tiny technical errors that we notice. And, you know, Tom might point out, hey, let's get that cue better next time or let's bring up that little thing next time. But there's no... There's never been, since I've been in the band, some uncomfortable, something's not working, go into a drum solo, because I've had those in previous tours and previous bands, and on a high professional level, like, hey, time for a bass solo. Like, <"What?"> I've got some YouTube videos. I'm like, man, did you have to really record that?
Oh, yeah. That's something we shouldn't remember. Good times on the road, though, I bet.
Oh, yeah. We're having a great time. Staying healthy. Like I said, you know, the exercise and eating right, it's all part of the equation. Getting sleep. That's one of the things that when I joined the band, it was probably the most difficult thing to maneuver. Is, you know, you're so excited about doing something like this with Boston, and your mind's like, hi, I'm still awake.
Yeah, like, yeah, you get all pumped up at a show. Bad. How do you go to sleep at night? You know, it's just, I bet it's hard.
I wind down so slow. I'm the last guy still up in the bus lounge, and everybody's gone to sleep, and you just hear the bus going, and sometimes I'm out there watching Gilligan's Island or something.
Get some lavender. Lavender's real good for that.
Yeah.
Really? So, okay, I'll try that. The bus driver said try NyQuil.
All right, don't miss the Hypersaze tour. It's going to be pretty awesome coming to Paducah, Boston, and the big show's May 21st at 7:15. If you want to find out more about Boston, it's bandboston.com, and if you want tickets to the show, you can go to thecarsoncenter.org. Tracy Ferry, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thanks. It's fun talking to you guys. I wish I could listen to you every morning locally, but thank you for supporting Boston and all the bands like Boston that are out there doing the grind and trying to give people a wonderful show night after night and recreate that music that they grew up listening to. And I sure did, and I bet you guys did too. And I can tell there's a passion for music. And just talking to you this morning. So thank you so much from Boston, from the fans, and all those listeners driving around.
Oh, you're going to make me blush.
That's going to be awesome. I'll be at the show, so I can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you. I look forward to it, and I hope I get to shake hands with you guys after if you can make it.